Sustaining it live with Rita Steele on 95BFM.
Hello, Rita.
Kia ora. How are you?
I'm not too bad, not too bad. Now, this afternoon on the show, we're talking, obviously, there's a general election very near, in a couple of weeks, in fact. Now, there are some things afoot, including some cuts to DOC.
Yeah. So I kind of wanted to talk about this because I know that we talk a lot about climate change and even a little bit about plastic and rubbish and reducing waste and all that sort of stuff. But one of the areas that gets very little attention and is going downhill in New Zealand is our funding and protection of DOC, the mm-hmm. Department of Conservation, in case anyone out there confused about the Department of Corrections. So the Department of Conservation is sort of being deprioritized in a very neoliberal way.
So is it been in the last 3 years with COVID and everyone's focus being on the economy and economic recovery and inflation and, you know, this cost of living crisis? Is it simply that, or has it been underway for longer?
Yeah, it has been underway for longer, but the last few years have really fucked it. So just a little bit of background, and I am not by any way, shape or form the expert in the DOC budget and how it all works, and it's very thick with the detail, but in a nutshell, what has happened over time is DOC's budget has been somewhat ring-fenced around things like third-party funding, such as sponsorships, and fees from travel agents or whatever. However, those things like the Great Walks are funded, some of those, you know, third parties that come in and say, okay, well, we'll give you a fee for bringing people here however that stuff works. And also then just before COVID, I don't know if you remember, because we actually did a show on it, and in 2018, they actually announced the largest increase to the DOC budget. So the DOC budget had just been slowly going down and down and down and down and down since 2002. And then in 2018, when the Greens kind of did this deal with Labor, one of the things was that they would get this budget for DOC, and that was fantastic. And there were two big areas. One was that we were going to levy tourists. Can you remember that? Like, when they came into the country, there was going to be a levy on all the visitor visas into the country, and that was going to help.
Like 50 bucks
DOC
or something. Yeah.
Something. I don't think it was quite that much, but it still worked out to be a significant amount of money for DOC. And then they also, off the back of that, announced Jobs for Nature, which was slightly different. That was sort of part of COVID. But anyway, basically what that did, and to be honest with you, I'm a big fan of that. Like, I do think we need to be somehow getting tourists to pay for the protection of our biodiversity. The problem with it was, what happened was, instead of them going, we've now got this budget that we can work with, the government shifted a lot of operating costs out of a budget line for DOC and moved it over to be funded by the special visitor levy. So what that meant was that when COVID hit, and there was no money coming through there, and even less money coming from things like their third party deals that they had. So Air New Zealand give them some money, a few other corporates give them money, and all of a sudden they were struggling financially. We weren't getting any visitors. So all of a sudden DOC's expenditure, like budget, was just stripped of money. And so they've now had 3 years of really struggling and having to make some pretty serious cuts, including deferring maintenance work, which, by the way, can lead to things like Cave Creek, because that was a deferred maintenance piece. So there's some quite dangerous kind of stuff happening there, as well as being so vitally important to our economy, the protection of our biodiversity. But it just seems to be this easy thing to take away from a budget.
Yes. Is there any hope? Sorry. Obviously, there's this, you know, this goal of Aotearoa being predator-free by 2050. Surely that would mean that on the horizon, there should be more money for DOC.
You would think so, but there is no hope. I'm standing here right now and saying predator-free New Zealand is going to as it stands, is not even vaguely a pipe dream. It's a laugh. Like, if somebody said that to me at a party, oh, what will happen before that is we will kill our native species. Like, there's just no hope. There's no hope for it. Looking at what they've done to the budgets, I'm just like, there's groups out there that are dedicated to pest eradication, and they're doing most of it voluntarily and then just charging these funds for their
traps and baits and stuff. Yeah.
And even those are being stripped back. So, like, it's just like, it's laughable.
It's kind of one of these things. It's almost like the waste problem, where, you know, the big corporations have put it on the consumer. You know, the corporation might make the waste, but then puts it on the consumer to deal with the waste. It feels a bit like that, as far as like predator-free and pest-free. It's like, all right, everyone, do your bit and trap these.
Yeah.
But it sort of needs to be broader.
Like, yeah, and it also feels really yucky, like how, like, it's so, like, I want to blame all of this on neoliberalism, because it is just, it feels very systemic. Like, then we've shifted the conversation to be like, climate change, which I'm all for, but then we've gone EVs, and all that does is sell more cars, you know? And same with the recycling thing. Recycle's bullshit. Like, we're not recycling anything. We're sending it to China. And so instead of facing the problem, the narrative gets changed and everyone jumps on board because they want to do something. They want to recycle. They want to join predator free, but there's nothing behind it. Nothing. And I just think that's acceptable if we're the UK, because we don't have much to protect, but we're not the UK. We are, you're going to get a whole lot of texts from English people now. Sorry about that. But we are a nation that has endemic species that are very vulnerable, that people fly halfway across the world to see. So we need to protect this. And I looked at all of the promises from all of the political parties, and none of them are doing enough.
Yes.
The Green Party, maybe a little bit, but that's not even enough. Like, we really, really need to be pushing these guys. And it's so hard because everyone's worried about where they're eating and how they're... But the problem is that things are going to get harder if we don't protect nature, because then all of a sudden we're not very resilient to impacts. We don't have things people want to come here for. If we're a place of 10 million people, we're screwed, because people aren't going to want to fly 12 hours to just see England,
Rita, I feel like people have a general awareness of DOC and the work that they do. It seems like there is an opportunity to push in the next few weeks, like maybe getting in touch with your MP or your local politician and just saying, hey, look, DOC needs more money because it's crucial to Aotearoa.
They're in a massive... Totally. They're in a massive financial hole that will take them quite a long time to get out of, and it's quite sad because they're not a business.
It's a government department, isn't it?
100%. It's a service. It's not a business. It should be protected. So I think even not just, you know, what's the budget for this, but also what's the vision? Like, where are we taking this? Like, instead of these people that are basically working on minimum wage to just try and keep the lights on, like, we should be valuing it more, and we should have somebody, anyone with a massive vision for it, because it is, on a global scale, our nature is up there. It's one of the most biodiverse countries in the world, especially for birds. And so you sort of go, well, hang on, shouldn't we be viewing this on that level?
Yes.
So, completely. And I've seen a lot of people say, you know, the country's a bit broke or whatever. We've had a 40% increase in tax take. So the tax budget, like what the government gets revenue-wise from tax, has increased 40% from 2016. So there's money. It's just how it's being spent. And yes, the next few years might be a little bit tight, but we need to be smart about how we're spending this
and
prioritise things that make us money, and our nature makes us money, and it's pretty sustainable. So,
all right, okay,
absolutely.
Rita, any quick parting remarks about people take action on this? Who do you, is it just contact your local MP? How do we
100%
make some noise?
And just say, tell me, I can't find anything about DOC and your policies. What's your vision? How do we get DOC out of the shit?
All right,
do it.
Hey, Rita,
awesome.
Thank you very much. We'll chat to you in a fortnight's time.
Sounds good. See ya.
That was Sustaining Alive with Rita Steele on 95 BFM.